You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
On the text line, how can the world exist with the Cowboys scoring 21 if the Chiefs win every game 35-0?
Great point. Take the rest of the day. You get Friday off. My bad. I was thinking about maybe some garbage time there. Also, too, and we were talking about this in the break, when you know they have that game at Jerry World and they yell home of the Chiefs during the anthem, What's Jerry going to do then?
Did they say chefs?
Yeah. Home of the what?
Keep the roof closed.
Come on, Jerry.
Don't let the Lord watch that one, Jerry. They also did that at the double A game we went to in Springfield.
Home of the Chiefs?
Oh, yeah. Cardinals fans mixed with Chiefs fans.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Cardinal fans enjoy that?
Yeah, because the Chiefs are their team.
Oh, that's right. Uh-huh. Yes. That was right. Remember that senator from Missouri wanted to move them to St. Charles.
Kehoe.
No, he's the governor. It wasn't him. It was a lady from St. Charles. And gotcha. I don't know who it was because they don't say their names during these, but they said the lady from St. Charles. And she said, I think if we want to save the Chiefs, we should move them to St. Charles County. Coming on the heels of Mayor L years ago on this show saying the Chiefs should play one game a year in St. Louis.
Mm-mm.
What the hell was that? That's what we wanted to know.
Do you consider... maybe it's not you, Kansas City and text line 913-586-7965. Cardinals in town Friday, Saturday, Sunday tonight. Cole Reagan's on the mound. They're going to shout out the 85 World Series champion. Shout out to George Brett. Yesterday was his birthday.
Number
72.
Happy birthday, GB.
What I also saw was that Garth Brooks sang happy birthday to him last night at the Royals Gala.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
GB and GB.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
But do you think that there's still a rivalry there? Is it hanging on by the people that will probably show out tonight to see the 85?
Yeah. I don't know that the Royals still have a true rival. You know, I think it's one of those deals where this central division has been such just crap since it started, really, right? As you mentioned yesterday, this used to be a division where there was one team in it, you know, whether it was the Royals in 14 and 15. Or the Tigers or the Indians or whoever, the Twins. There's always one team and everybody else was complete garbage. And so never really had rivalries created in this. There wasn't anything interesting. Now we got some teams winning. I would consider the Guardians probably the rival right now for the Royals. But, I mean, I think you always want those state bragging rights, right? Like, I don't look at St. Louis as that peer city anymore. We've surpassed St. Louis. We are a much better city than St. Louis is. And I don't think that's going out there on a whim and just saying that St. Louis is a city that is shrinking and losing population and losing sports teams. And Kansas City is a town that is growing and growing and growing and getting the World Cup here, you know, in Kansas City. So I think we've surpassed St. Louis. We are a better city than St. Louis and we have better sports than St. Louis right now. I think St. Louis right now is a glorified Omaha.
I think I saw yesterday on Twitter, It said that the Twins are in fourth place in the AL Central. They've won 11 games in a row.
Yeah, I know. It's nuts. They won again yesterday. Yeah, I mean, dude. They just keep winning and winning and winning. Like, I thought for sure that was going to be the first manager fired. And then they started the way that they did.
It's not even the second.
I mean, they've recovered nicely. Tip of the cap right to them, man, because I had them written off back in March. I was like, yeah, the Twins aren't going to be much of anything. And 11 in a row, I mean, that's... Damn, that's impressive.
Every team currently in the AL Central is in the playoffs. I know it's only May 16th,
yeah,
but every team in the AL Central is currently in the playoffs. It is the best division in baseball, mm-hmm, unless you want to be NL East supporter. Is it NL East?
Well,
NL
West. The Phillies. NL West. And NL West, yeah.
Yeah, NL West is pretty solid as well, but the Royals have the second best pitching staff in baseball, only behind the New York Mets. Mm-hmm. Detroit continues to win and ways that they win. The Royals are 500, and they're 4.5 games out of first place.
Right.
The Twins have won 11 in a row. They're in fourth place in the division. it's insane. The Royals have won. What the Royals won? How many they win in a row?
They won 16 of 18 or whatever it was. 2 6-game winning streaks already this season. Right. And do you think Twins fans are complaining about who they're beating, though?
I don't know. Probably not.
You win 11 in a row. Who the hell cares, yeah, man? It's 11 in a row.
And that goes to them as well. So it happens to everybody in this division except Detroit, is that I think everybody outside of Detroit, well, maybe actually Detroit too, they're playing insane baseball, and yet they can't really get any separation. The teams below them play insane baseball, can't close the gap, and it's on the AL Central. So, yeah, I mean, it is a tough division. It is a fun division, mm-hmm, and that's why you go outside of, more importantly, just keep winning the games you're supposed to win. Take 2 out of 3 from the Cardinals. I mean, I'm praying that they get a sweep, because I would just love it.
Yeah.
And you got Reagan's tonight, Lugo tomorrow, and then you'll have Waka on Sunday. 85 World Series tonight. Saturday, first 10,000 get the replica rings that I think Gene was wearing yesterday that we had, mm-hmm, flashed.
That was
camera.
A real one, though.
That's the real one.
My father-in-law has the fake ones.
Yeah, and 10,000 people will be there Sunday. I think they'll have over 90,000 people this weekend at the Kauffman Stadium. I believe that to be true. I think tonight will be close to a sellout. Saturday will be close to a sellout. Sunday, I think you'll have anywhere from 25 to 28,000 mm-hmm, people. 15 is Saturday's theme. 2 minutes and 30 seconds worth your time of Dayton Moore talking about that.
I remember we get so much pushback from our baseball operations department about trading Will Myers for Wade Davis and James Shields. You know, that whole deal. We got so much pushback. I got so much just negative feedback from our group. I remember having a dream one night, and it was like I'm watching a 30-30 program with my grandkids. And they're like saying it's the worst trade in the history of baseball, right? I mean, I was so freaked out by that, right? And then, you know, but when you start analyzing, I mean, I looked at it, I'm like, we have to make these types of deals, because we made a commitment to this group that we were going to try to win a World Series together. And, you know, and so we had to use all of our resources, right? And to do that. But I remember this. I'll share this with you guys. I haven't shared this many places. But in 15, we had a 9-game lead in the division, and it was around the trade deadline. And we had an opportunity to get Johnny Cueto and Ben Zobrist, right? And we were going to have to trade Sean Manaea, and we ended up trading Brandon Finnegan. But as we're talking internally about making these deals, right, you go around the room, talk to our guys, they're like, we can't trade Finnegan. Finnegan was one of the key members of our 14 team. Without him, you know, we wouldn't have made it to the World Series in 14. I'm like, yeah, they're right. We can't trade, you know, Sean Manaea. He's a first round for us. He's going to be a consistent major league starter, and we're a small market team, and we're leading the division by 9 games. We got a better team in 15 we did in 14. You know, we're gonna be competing again. I'm like, yeah, okay, you're right. And I go home and I'm thinking through that, and I wake up and I said, that's weak. You got a chance to improve this team and make our roster as competitive as any roster in the playoffs. And just because you're a small market and prospects are the lifeblood of the organization, you're not gonna make these deals. Said, that's not what these guys committed to. These guys committed to win a world championship. You told Mr. Glass you were going to do everything you could to win a world championship. I went in the next day, and we started pulling the trigger on all those deals.
So that's music to your ears.
Yeah, it's music to my ears because that's the way you should do it. That's what a minor league system is for, right? It's for you to develop players to either come up to the big league system or to foist on other organizations and take their big league talent back in return. That's what the Yankees have done. That's what the Cardinals have done. Those are two of the premier organizations out there in sports. They hype up their young prospects. They trade them. They get veterans back in return. And that's what you have to be willing to do as an organization if you feel like you're going to be all in. And we continue to talk about that with this ball club because I do think JJ will be all in with this ball club. I don't know how many quote-unquote untouchables are out there, but if you're trading Will Myers and you're trading, you know, Brandon Finnegan and you're trading some of your bigger quote-unquote prospects and Sean Manaea to win at the big league level, well, you're willing to do anything. And at that point in time, the Royals minor league system was one of the best in baseball, one of the top minor league systems of all time when they were bringing all those guys up, right? And so they were able to take some guys in their minor league system and trade them for veteran players at the big league level. And that's what you have to do this year because, as we've talked about, you've got this major league World Series winning pitching staff, but minor league offense right now. And if there is a move out there that can be made to make this ball club better at the big league level, and it requires parting with prospects, I just don't see how you can sit back and say, we're not going to do that. Because Dayton, what he was talking about there is like, we made a commitment to all these guys in the locker room to give them the best opportunity to win. And if we're not going to give them the best opportunity to win, then what are we doing here? And trading your prospects is the best opportunity to win, to get major league talent back in return. Because I'm always about, give me a guy that I know is a proven major league player versus a guy that could be a major league baseball player. And that's what these organizations have to be willing to do. And they have to be able to step outside of everybody saying prospects, prospects, prospects. We got to keep all these prospects. We're a small market team. You have a window right now. You have to do everything in your power to capitalize on that window and win a championship. I was watching something with the NFL yesterday. I can't remember what team they were talking about, but they go, that four-year window is basically over. I mean, like, maybe it was Cincinnati or whoever it was. Like, those windows get closed really, really fast. The Royals, I think, are in the middle of climbing through that window. You want to keep that window propped open for as long as possible and have the most success climbing through that window. And if you have to part with minor leaguers this year to make your big league ball club better, and it's a name that, oh, I love that guy, or whoever it may be, you've got to be willing to pull that trigger and make that deal to make your ball club better at the big league level. Because at the end of the day, this is not a game where you just hoard prospects and tell everybody we have these guys coming. Eventually, you have to show big league results. And if you have to trade minor leaguers to get big league players to give you those big league results, then you have to be willing to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I think Caglione is untouchable, personally. The other two that are big on the list would be Carter Jensen and Gavin Cross, which, depending on what your loyalty is to those two guys as well. But Jensen looks to be, you know, figuring things out even more so down there. But Caglione, by the way, on base four times yesterday, mm-hmm. double, two RBIs, two walks, and played right field. So the time is near for him to get to AAA. But I like Dayton's theory where he said that's weak.
Yeah.
Like, I like hearing that. That is what stuck out to me because that's a guy who, you know, is who he is and loves his team and his players. And because of what he, you know, the market that he's in, you kind of have to have that. But it's also like the market you're in, if you've got one shot at bringing gold, you do it.
You do it.
And again, it's not the way that the Marlins do it, where they win a World Series with a bunch of talent and then ship everybody off. You don't have to necessarily do that.
No.
But the other thing that I thought was interesting too, is that you think about that 15 team and, you know, Manaea and Finnegan, we never really heard from Finnegan again.
You never heard from anybody again in any of those trades except for Sean Manaea. And he's been a nice pitcher, but nothing that you, oh my God, we've crippled the organization because we traded him.
Right. And like, you know, and I get it. They had those dark times after the World Series win in 15. 16 was decent. 17 was okay. And then after that, it was a tough stretch until last year. But I do think it is interesting when you hear about that because we heard Gene Watson's story yesterday, and then we also talked to Ned about it as well. I think you asked the question, like, you know, when did you know this team was ready to go? And Ned's response yesterday on the show, literally live on the air, said, I knew after we lost in 14 when I went in that locker room, I saw how everybody was just distraught and just terrified and just crushed. And the first thing we did is said, all right, let's get to work.
Yeah.
And Gene was the same way, you know, being, you know, right there, Dayton's right-hand man, being like, right after that was over, Dayton was in a room and he had plans written out. He's like, all right, let's get to work. And it was, you know, what, November. It was not even Thanksgiving.
November 5th.
Yeah, it wasn't even Thanksgiving, and they were ready to start figuring out who they could get, where they could go, what they could do.
And they were upset because they were a month behind because everybody else started in October, and you're playing, and so now you're really scrambling.
And then they went and won the whole damn thing. Yeah. So it works. It can work. Unfortunately for the Royals, it didn't work for 10 years afterwards because they didn't have anything. But again, you want it
but
all.
But those are the costs of winning a world championship, right? And that raises the age-old question of, do you want to be Tampa Bay and win 86 games a year and have no banners to show for it? Or do you want to be a team that does have banners to show for it? And you can make the argument either way if you wanted to, but ultimately you don't remember an 86-win team. Those flags fly forever, and those parades and that memory that we have, we'll never forget that day, Dusty. You know that as well as I do. The Chiefs parades have been great. Nothing will ever be better than that Royals parade. And so I will never trade championships just to have a middling 86-84-win team every single year. That's not fun.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
All right, one word. We'll stick with the Royals. One word on the series against the St. Louis Cardinals.
Winnable.
So many one words going through my head. What's appropriate to say on the air?
Well, that's why I just kind of went winnable on this one, you know?
I'm going to say exciting because now we hold the cards.
Yeah, we do. No pun intended. Yeah, right.
But normally it was always my life. Here comes St. Louis, Albert Pujols, Scott Rowland, Jim Edmonds. All right, let's just try to win one game. Now it's like only lose one game.
So. I remember back in the day, like we were trying real hard with the Royals organization back in the early days of, you know, these interleague series of trying to keep all the red out. It was a big push to keep all the red out of that stadium, and it never worked that way. There shouldn't be much red there at Kauffman Stadium now. We're a better team. We're a better organization. We're a better city, and we're better fans than anything St. Louis can offer.
Dusty, I'll let you decide. You just tell me dumb or smart. Say one. Dumb or smart? Which one?
Smart.
All right, here's Lewis Riddick.
Look, I think getting Josh Simmons 32nd overall, which obviously they flopped picks with Philadelphia, that could end up being, and look, I've used this term a couple different times, but I'm going to use it one more time. That could end up being the steal of the draft. You arguably have the best offensive lineman in the draft. He was playing the best football of any tackle in Power 4 last year before he got injured. And right now, they are ecstatic where he is at in terms of his rehab right now. And he's got the best trainer in the National Football League in Rick Burkholder, who's going to be overseeing his rehab as they go through training camp. If you, along with him and Jalen Moore, if they can go ahead and solidify the left side of this offensive line with some of the other additions that they have, keep an eye on this kid, Breshard Smith from SMU, who they drafted in the seventh. He is an Alvin Kamara clone with like 4.3 speed. They have got a lot of things going on right now in Kansas City. Hey, man, they may have addressed their issues as good as anybody.
I have nothing to add to that conversation. Thank you, Lewis.
I was going to say, I love Lou.
Yeah, there we go. There's Lewis talking about the Ferrari and this Chiefs team. One word on that.
Smart. Yeah. And I'm not to steal yours, but like when you hear a guy like Lewis Riddick talk about football.
Oh, beautiful.
It's the intelligent way to talk about football. A lot of these guys that are on TV are bloviating gas bags, as we all are.
I'm the definition of that.
And they don't understand the game and how it works and all the behind-the-scenes stuff. And I get that. You're on TV for 3 minutes. You got to scream and yell something that's a hot take and complain about the 60s like Mad Dog does. But when you hear Lewis Riddick talk about it and really explain what the Chiefs have done, God, it makes you want to smoke a butt, doesn't it? I mean, like, seriously, man.
Let's do it. If Brett Veach wants to retire early and Lou Riddick wants to come to Kansas City with arms wide open.
Come on. Absolutely.
Smoke them.
You never heard a cigarette called a butt before?
Oh, I think he said something else.
All right. Now we get to hear dumb.
Oh, boy. Not my guy, is it?
So Kansas City
one of the dumbest.
Does not have a great O-line, and they're going to try to figure it out. And they're using a backup at left tackle that hasn't really started and been the man from the Niners. So, and it's a hard unit to create cohesion. And if you look at their first 10 games, even the teams that we view as weaker teams, like the Giants, good pass rush. Jacksonville, pass rush. Raiders, Max Crosby. So even the W's could create problems for them. Forget Denver that led the NFL in sacks. You face them. Conversely, the Chargers, Jim Harbaugh, look at his career in year two, everywhere he goes. Chargers, revamped run game, high-end left and right tackles.
He doesn't believe it.
Have a cookie dough soft schedule in the middle of the season to gain momentum. Mm-hmm. So my prediction that the Chargers win this division with a weaker schedule really plays in the middle of the season. You're starting to get dinged up. You're not playing with full rosters. It is really soft for the Chargers.
Colin.
Let me just point out, the Chargers also play that Giants team that could serve issues in the Raiders twice.
Yeah,
who have Max Crosby, by the way.
And
I don't know
Broncos
if you knew that.
And the Broncos team.
Play the exact same schedule as the Chiefs minus two games this year.
I wanted to make sure
the Chargers don't play. The Chargers play a team the Chiefs don't play, though.
The Chiefs.
That's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, like these dopes picking the Chargers again. This is the second person now this week that we've had suggest the Chargers are going to win this division. As Kay Adams told the scheduling czar, which I think is important for all
Babe
to understand, she said the Patrick Mahomes revenge tour. We have seen the seasons after we don't win the championship, what Patrick Mahomes does. Scorched earth, MVP, back to the Super Bowl. It's again, it's like Colin Cowherd woke up on Tuesday and has totally missed the last 7 years. And went, I think Jim Harbaugh and Justin Herbert are going to be the champions of the AFC West this year. Based on what? Well, I mean, the Chiefs have a guy that there and a thing here and the Giants.
Yeah, the Giants. Max Crosby.
I mean, the man cited the James Giants player. Is why the Chiefs could lose the division this year.
Got a pass rush.
I will say that the one word here is regional. He's in LA. He does a show in LA. Plus he knows that there's a guy that's a KC bias guy that does a show right after him, and it's ratings gold when him and Nick go back and forth and talk about the Chiefs and the Chargers and why Colin's an idiot when he talks about anybody else but the Chiefs. So he knows what he's doing. He's a Jerry Jones of radio hosts. Entertaining and stay relatable, you know, or not relatable, but stay true to what you are. But he is an LA host.
That soon to be a charge. Chicago host. Is he going to start picking the Bears? Caleb really wanted to be there.
He's talking about the middle of the schedule. Cookie dough soft, to quote him. Steelers, Vikings, Eagles, all in the middle of the Chargers schedule.
Where is that cookie dough?
Yeah, don't see that. I mean, I get it. There's the Titans.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Raiders, there's the Colts, there's some cookie dough.
But he also said the Raiders had a good, so you can't put the Raiders in the cookie dough category. Yeah.
Maybe it's the Toll House squares that are soft, but they're still a little thick. Mm-hmm.
And then we haven't gotten to talk about this week really quickly. Derrick Henry and the Baltimore Ravens reached an agreement on a 2-year, $30 million extension. One word on Derrick Henry.
Go. good for him. Ravens, you invested two more years into a 31-year-old running back who beats the hell out of everybody on every play.
I would say deserved.
For him, absolutely.
Yeah, they were a better team last year with him.
Yep.
They're going to do the same thing this year. We'll see if the wheels are still strong to keep going.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.